As you leave the front room, you encounter a simple wooden shelf set against a pale pink wall. On the shelf, 9 small unframed paintings by Keith Burt sit propped against the wall, none of them bigger than 200 by 200 millimetres and some much smaller. The paintings depict a single red protea, a small glass jar with a sprig of red bougainvillea, its flowers papery and delicate, a collection of old brown bottles in varying heights and shapes, all now empty of contents, a spray of eucalyptus in a clear bottle, the silvery green of the leaves highlighted by the terracotta red background, a simple red protea in an old jam jar, 3 white everyday ceramic pieces grouped together, a bowl, a teacup, and a bottle, another sprig of eucalyptus, the same soft green, but this time with the branch holding a cluster of gum nuts that have long since burst open, and a squashed 4X beer can, the red and yellow label faded and rusty. You turn from this artwork to another room full of colour. The soft pink walls create a peaceful atmosphere. 6 large cotton and linen paper pulp hangings by Karen Stone create the feeling of rooms in a house. Each hanging is 2 meters wide and 4 meters long. They are suspended from the ceiling on silver wire and puddle on the raised platforms underneath them. The hangings are covered in flowers and leaves, predominantly roses, like ones seen on carpets from the 1930s or old China tea sets. They are huge, overblown roses in different shades, from soft pinks through to blues, and finally a deep violet. Karen's artworks are made from secondhand cotton and linen clothes. She tears apart the clothes, then grinds them into a pulp. Depending on what fabric is used, the colour of the pulp will vary. She transforms the pulp into squeeze bottles, which she uses to paint the pulp onto a 4x2 meter silk screen. As she applies the different coloured pulps onto the screen, layers build up. Over time, the pulp fibres bind together to create a single sheet, which Karen carefully peels off the screens once dry. The artworks vary in thickness, from nearly transparent to pieces as thick as cardboard, and then in other places, clear holes can be seen in the paper. When lit from behind, the artworks look like stained glass windows. There are 2 benches on opposite walls of the space, which have been built into the walls of the gallery, creating bay window alcoves with upholstered soft pink cushions that run the length of the benches.